Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Primitive man in these modern times is playing the modern human game. The cosmic game of the schizo mind has been completely forgotten. When people believed in spirits, when people believed in monsters, when people believed in angels and demons and gods and false gods and the creator.
News programs from around the globe each week.
Mock me all you want. But you're still playing the human game. You know what, everybody? It's time. It's past time. It's beyond time to become the schizo. For a true schizo, only the realm of the invisible actually bears any real weight. Only if you are some type of cosmic being, some sort of supernatural, could you possibly hope to get through this skin. You see, being a schizo is among the most powerful forms that one can be, at least that a human can be, right now, in this imperfect form that we're in. When you understand that living as a schizo is life, and dying as one is victory, then you see also how living as a nihilist is pathetic, and dying as one even more so. It's among the laziest things you could possibly be. A nihilist. I would say it's animal, but that would be offensive to every single living species because they don't have a mind towards such things. They don't choose to be a nihilist or choose to be a schizo. They follow the instincts that they've been created with. An animal can't sin. It can't be held accountable for its actions. But a human, a human can reason itself to death and do plenty of time for his or her actions. Especially the action of explaining away the spiritual with fancy and flowery medical and scientific terms for the sake of appeasing the dragon coiled around their brains.
Come near, you nations, and listen. Pay attention, you peoples. Let the earth hear and all that is in it, the world and all that comes out of it. The Lord is angry with all nations. His wrath is on all their armies. He will totally destroy them. He will give them over to slaughter. Their slain will be thrown out. Their dead bodies will stink. The mountains will be soaked with their blood. All the stars in the sky will be dissolved, and the heavens rolled up like a scroll. All the starry host will fall, like withered leaves from the vine, like shriveled figs from the fig tree. He moves mountains without their knowing it, and overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth from its place, and makes its pillars tremble. He speaks to the sun, and it does not shine. He seals off the light of the stars.
You see, there's a fundamental problem with the way that humans question their reality today. They question the constructs of man, and they forget so easily and so quickly the insane smallness of humanity. They ponder on simple things like aliens and crashed crafts of metal hidden in military bunkers, or even the sexual deviancy of kings and presidents, but they forget the fact that in a single instant, the sky can be dissolved and the entire host of heaven withered like leaves. Sounds like a cosmic horror, and no doubt it inspired the likes of Lovecraft, Tolkien, and probably even C.S. Lewis. It's the inspiration behind the stories that these men tell, and yet we don't, and in fact we're commanded not to be, in horror of our divine God, of our Creator, to the point that we live in total fear for our lives or our afterlives. It's not Cthulhu. There's a calling to yearn, to be part of it, and to draw near to it. And yet the humans can't seem to remember verses like this, or they think they mean things that are maybe not so literal, and therefore they warp God out of his magnificence. They warp the Creator out of his insane magnitude, his incomprehensible power, the force that cannot be measured. They question the physicality of Earth and human works upon it, while being told relentlessly that the imaginary friends and foes that swarm and feast and huddle and patrol around in this place are just fake. They're elements of your imagination. As a child, though, it's not seen as a mental illness to believe in such things. Something curious happens when you become an adult. All of a sudden, now, it is considered a mental illness. It's considered stupid. It's considered fanciful and weird. But as a child, they say it's only a nightmare. Honey, don't be afraid, okay? The Tooth Fairy is real, and then it isn't real. The Witch in the Wood was merely a shadow. The sound was the wind. There's nothing under your bed, see? And you have a guardian angel watching over you. The realm of make-believe is a thing that is supposed to be cast off, though. Eventually. And if you're unable to do so, then you're just never going to be taken seriously in a space that's public or in a space that's private even. Your friends will see you in all of your sobriety as some kind of lunatic, crafting jokes endlessly about inebriation and hallucinogens, because only through these methods could they even hope to see the world as you see it, as a schizo sees it. Your spirituality becomes a joke. Your power becomes a joke. The power that has been given to you to understand becomes a joke, because nothing truly flows from us. Everything only flows through us. It becomes something to mock, even to fellow spirituals, because yours is stronger, and the way you behave hinges on the things of your spirituality. Whereas they are just cosplaying as believers, cosplaying as Christians, cosplaying as witches with their little rocks and their little altars and their little shiny stones that they buy on Etsy and their little TikToks about their spells and shit that they're doing. All of this gay and fake spirituality. The true schizo is feral for this. They are frothing at the mouth for the coming of a god, of their god, of the Creator. The true schizo is lethal in a room of basic beings, purely because of the way that the world presents itself to this person, purely because of the eyes that they have to see. And they don't need to tell anybody about it. They don't get the validation that social media influencers might get from proclaiming the name of this spiritual deity or that spiritual deity that they heard about in a Netflix show. They don't get gay with it, okay? They don't make it weird. Because one important thing to remember is that there is a whole host of spiritual beings out there waiting to prey on you, waiting for you to stumble, watching you at every turn, hidden in every nook and cranny. The cautious schizo will be wary not to trust everything they see before their very eyes, but they will be open to the reality that is presented before them, and that is, there is spirituality, there is something in everything. That does not mean they're all on your team. That does not mean that you should follow every shadow into the wood, that you should seek the validation or the wisdom or the knowledge or the gifts of every spirit that speaks to you or that manifests before your very eyes. Some of these things are here to destroy you. For a while now, however, it has seemed as if every single media outlets vomit upon the visible spectrum of light has been little more than the jingling of keys before a baby's eyes. It's a distraction, all of it is, from the horror that the realm of the Yellow King exists, that reality is a bastard as presented to us. It is a gulag, sort of a defined space for you to exist in with these rigid rules and, you know, these simple threats, okay? Cancer and muggings, car crashes, immigrants. Lovecraft famously wrote in The Call of Cthulhu, "The most merciful thing in the world, I think, is the inability of the human mind to correlate all its contents. We live on a placid island of ignorance in the midst of black seas of infinity, and it was not meant that we should voyage far. The sciences, each straining in its own direction, have hitherto harmed us little, but someday the piecing together of dissociated knowledge will open up such terrifying vistas of reality and of our frightful position therein, that we shall either go mad from the revelation or flee from the deadly light into the peace and safety of a new dark age." The schizo recognizes that no, this is not a simple land. This is no gulag, no abysmal concrete box set against the backdrop of gray skies that will clear once the storm has passed. The schizo sees it for what it really is and will therefore survive that small, pathetic threat world that has been created for them by the dragon. Schizos will recognize that they live within the cave that has been crafted for them by magicians who, through their pathetic attempts at nothing more than an explanation, forget to examine the true mystery of life. Not how it functions and how it treats its sicknesses and curses and maladies, although they won't call them curses. They will call them things like afflictions, plagues, etc. What does this all mean? What is consciousness? What happens when the dragon is slain? Why does a god persist? And what is a god? To them, it's quite easy to define what a god is and what a dragon is because they're in the business of definitions. These people who would explain away the spirituality of the realm. They're in the business of definitions, not of understandings. They'll say a god is a schizophrenic vision, a dragon slain is a step toward rationality, because now the red-scaled, talon-heavy, toothed god hunter has been killed from their mind, and so they can proceed on to their NPC-ness. The dragon dead on the ground is a symbol of how a schizophrenic's dream has been awoken of, and now they can finally go to their 9-to-5 and not be afraid of overtime. But I think a true schizo with discernment, because remember, just you can be deceived as a schizo as well. Just because you see visions does not mean those visions are good for you. I think a true, realistic, discerning schizo will understand the dragon cannot be slayed. You cannot slay the dragon. The dragon is eternal until it is slain by the creator. The powers that be, the human powers who wish to control you and label you an insane person, will say that the man who kills his gods and keepers to accept the definition of slave to science's definings is more intelligent than he who would accept the visions as actual life. But I say no. The meaning of life is to navigate said visions. Understanding the schizophrenic mind is impossible, lest one be themselves of the mind. Of the mind, matter turns to spiritual kind. Of the spiritual kind, one finds gods and dragons. And should one have discernment, they find the creator. Sexcapades and controversies of the rich and of money itself, they become a meandering gnat to the schizo, or they should anyway. You should worry less about what politicians and leaders, or even your neighbor, even your the local police, even dare I say it, but even the constructions of corporations, they should matter less. Kings and bishops are a dragon's teeth. We should be focusing on the spiritual element of these things. All of these teeth are avoidable through the sheer force of spirit and the power of mind. Though they may exist, you must focus in on what's really important. Why are these things happening in the first place? Why do they want a golden dome? Why do they want a surveillance state? Why do they try endlessly to convince us that we evolved from apes? They are physicalities of a space with power over only that which they can control, but they don't have to control you. The schizo's mind is not one of those things. We have a hyperfixation on how some of these players break the rules of the game, but we don't even question what they are at play at. It doesn't even occur to us to ask what game they are actually playing, why there is a game in the first place. Who all of the players are and what they do is of relatively little matter. The question always should be why. Because it's my belief that mankind is afflicted with a literal curse that prevents him from asking that question honestly.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's not a metaphorical curse. It's not a COVID. But this curse, it tears them from their presently considered schizo reality. Mankind has returned to a primitive state in 2026. I believe this with all of my heart. For a little while there, movies and games and stories where man reached a dystopian era so far gone that they had to resort to primitive weaponry and waged war with sticks and stones and spears and bows and arrows and swords and stuff. This was kind of a popular topic for a little while, and then it kind of fizzled out, which is unfortunate because it's probably the most realistic outcome of what's to come. But I believe that mankind is fully returning to a primitive state, and mentally they definitely have. And yet they remain surrounded by these advanced toys that are designed to destroy a schizo's mind. They trap him in a place of these ponderings of society and human systems and Epstein's. And man wanders endlessly, and he afflicts himself constantly with hours and hours of questioning and sadness about how to improve these human systems that are so obviously broken, and how to improve society as a whole, how to get it back on the right track. But it seems to me that the goal of life is not to get society on the right track. Primitive man in these modern times is playing the modern human game. The cosmic game of the schizo mind has been completely forgotten. When people believed in spirits, when people believed in monsters, when people believed in angels and demons and gods and false gods and the creator, when demigods walked the earth, when heroes of legendary status existed, all of this has been forgotten. In The Fellowship of the Ring by Tolkien, the hobbits wander into the old forest where they're alone. And with no wizard to explain the history of the land that they've wandered into and no warrior to protect them, they know intuitively that they're somewhere profoundly unsafe. But they've no real understanding. It's not clear to them what the threat actually is. And they certainly have no concept of how to fight it. There's no unambiguous evil that they are righteously resisting. They've merely strayed into the territory of something very alien, completely alien to them. It's uncommunicative, whatever it is. It's vengeful, impersonally. And it has existed long before the hobbits, and almost seems to be the landscape rather than just something inhabiting it, rather than some creature within the landscape. There's no real visible antagonist that they can fight against or even run away from. Instead, they're just being suffocated by the very air around them. They are ensnared in this impossible geometry where all paths lead them only deeper inward and struggling to stay awake or make rational decisions while they steadily lose control of their own faculties. In my opinion, this is not only a fictional example of a sort of cosmic horror and perhaps even an inspiration for the likes of Jeff Vandermeer, who wrote Annihilation, which is another one of my favorite stories. Both are a reflection of an environment that is hungry for you, and should you fail to lose track of this detail, it will consume you. The environment will overtake you entirely because it is alive. The place is the threat, and it's teeming with invisible creatures. Be in the world, but be not of the world. The cosmic game is where conspiracy thinking should have dug its teeth in. It should have clamped its jaw down on the cosmic world. The conspiracy theorists, the questioners of reality, they've forgotten to bite down hard on the cosmic realm, and they focus instead on the deviancies and the evils of other men. This is a constant. The deviancies and evils of other men will never go away. Most conspiracy theorists are very socially radical. They are against systems in particular. They're against social constructs, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be. They're against taxes and suits and laws and advancements, all things that have proven to be very evil. The longer they exist, the darker they get, the more sinister they become. And just to be clear, I stand with all who are against those types of things, for the most part. Obviously, there's limits to everything, but I understand the frustration at a minimum. But as I was saying, metaphysically, they have devolved into a state of extreme basicness, easily confused with the talk of aliens and furry cryptids. They distrust the government, but they completely trust their intuitive understanding of reality and time. The good news is, I do in fact believe that we are reaching levels of insanity that have become so deep that we're beginning to circle back toward the realm of sanity. And some of you have probably heard my lectures on the gods of modern technology that have become the machines upon which the so-called medically sane ride into combat against the schizo. We live within this thing that I call the labyrinth. In essence, the word labyrinth is used, I use it for its mythological connotations. It gives life the horrifying and fantastical title that it deserves. Life, as you will see, is much more akin to something mythological than logical. But you have to throw away what all of modern man will say reality is, because it is a lie. This is the great deception that has been brought about by the gods of modern technology. Sometimes I call them the GMTs. They've been called many things as well, many different things. The machine god, the AI deity. It's not just AI, but these are modern things that are overtaking the gods of modern technology title as a whole. They're the ones who came from beyond. They are cosmic entities as well. They're spirit entities with great power who defied some magnificent set of laws. And they invaded this population on a spiritual level on Mount Hermon when they began to take human women as wives and create abominations with them. The opposition to the GMTs are the so-called forces of righteousness, the forces of the divine God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. They are, as one, a spiritual entity of absolutely unknowable power and might, but also, it would appear of great curiosity and perhaps even loneliness and sadness, much like us, much like humans. Much of his pain is also brought about by us as we attempt to kill the memory of him. It's an ironic thing. The great deception, it's meant to convince us that the world is not made of the one true God, but rather can be replicated through the power of man himself, can be defined and controlled by man. Weak, small, pathetic man. We are worms of what even our own species once was. Man will say that procreation can be accomplished through machine means these days. Everlasting life can be achieved through the power of technology. Alleged soul transfers are in the final stages of development through the transferability of what they say is consciousness, but your thoughts are downloadable. The GMTs and their followers, the scientists, the magicians, they are against the true way of life. Humanity is subject to a parasitic system of control. Within its membrane is this complex infrastructure that probes every single aspect of our psychological, social, and technological lives, and especially our spiritual lives. It is an empire. It's a fortress of the occult. It is a, which is ironic, isn't it? This construct is a galleon. It is a great ship on an endless sea with a crew of flesh and bone, and yet apparitions as officers. It's outside of the realm of what humanity understands as existence, and therefore it's outside of what humanity can accept as reality. The weapon it wields is the very one that they do not want you to possess, because you could use it against them as they use it against you. It's outside of time, as humanity knows it. This occult fortress, this satanic galleon, is science itself. This is why the schizo is so powerful in these modern times, and always has been, but even more so in these modern times when there are fewer of them. These deceivers, they are forever monitoring our progress, both on micro and macro levels. They watch you in your room when you are alone, and they also watch society as it stumbles about drunkenly toward a godless future of debauchery and horror. The GMTs, they're also in a position where they possess primary control over the majority of the world population. With such control firmly in place, this allows more resources to be dedicated to hunting down problematic individuals such as schizos. You have to forget everything that the gods of modern technology have tried to deceive you with. The surroundings themselves in this world, they're not real. We're in a place beyond all places. We're in a time beyond all times. We are at the heart of the thing as well as on the outskirts of the beyond. For humanity, there is currently nothing else than this, although in the future we know it will be different. Around us, a world has been painted, it has been digitized and rendered, recolored and reshaped, it's been programmed and updated countless times, it's been integrated and reorganized billions and billions of times. And all of these micro actions have created a simulation world run by the dragon, who is the leader of the gods of modern technology. It's an ecosystem of supreme illusion and illegitimacy. It's a parasitic system only possible through the consumption and the utilization of human flesh and souls, literally held suspended by humanity's own ignorance. They say consciousness is a product of a brain because we've only ever seen it appear in brains, but our scope is limited to planet Earth, and even there we know nothing. For all we know, everything could carry some level of consciousness. The Bible talks about how even the rocks can cry out to God. If you're like me, then you are constantly on a quest to reimagine how reality can be understood. You don't accept one narrative or another because your favorite person said it was this way, or science said it was that way, or your pastor said it was this way, or your shaman said it was this. Find out for yourself. But there are outstanding forces of physicality that are focused not on knowledge at all, but on control. And yet they will tell you that they are focused on knowledge. They are focused on these definitions. They seek to wield control like a sword so that they can achieve their second goal, which is wealth, obviously. This is a constant throughout time as kings and emperors and warlords and presidents and horde leaders have sought these two things endlessly. This ain't nothing new. Even each of us, we all do it on an extremely localized to ourself level, trying to hoard what we can, trying to maintain this part of our lives or that part of our lives, trying to invest in our futures. So easily the conspiracy shifts to what are they going to take from us next and why? But so rarely is the question asked, what would inevitably set us free from these shackles of physicality? What are we living inside of? And what is this thing that we call life that we're participating in? Why is it? What is it? We've grown obsessed with the players and the fellow maze runners who break the rules. And we question how we can pin them down. We seek endlessly to nail them to the wall for what they've done and think that we can somehow change the future if we just figure out this answer. If we can get to the bottom of why they broke the rules of the game, but we forget to question the game itself, the illusion, the simulation. We ourselves are encouraged to forget the rules. We are pushed toward a reality where we don't even question the platform. We generally lose our way, and they make that happen on purpose. Even in the conspiracy space of questioning and supposedly higher knowledge, we lose our way, and we venture down avenues that lead to nowhere, and yet we will spend our entire lives dedicated to that venture. But you can't even venture down this line of questioning without being deemed some sort of schizophrenic, some sort of loser, some weirdo, some insane ape by the institutions. Because if people start asking these types of questions, they know something's going to happen. They know that if these people start asking these types of questions and they actually embody the question of what is the meaning of life, they take it inside of themselves and they really internalize it in a way that makes their spirit yearn for the answer. If these people do this too much, they will find out that we have been lying to them since the dawn of time and that we only want to control them, and they will feel less compelled to pay their mortgage, less compelled to go to their 9-to-5 and accept minimum wage. They will feel less compelled to pay their taxes and certainly less compelled to follow a bunch of pedophiles to their death overseas, okay? They will not participate in this failed economic state that we tell them over and over and over is the best economy on the planet. They will finally unplug and they will unsubscribe. That's why.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But for many, I think the digitization of their reality has already seduced them so romantically that they would perish in any other world. A great many people, I hope, and I'm compelled to believe, however, would choose to actually go and live in a hovel in the fucking forest and totally disconnect from the system. And they would probably do so without ever looking back, save for the moment of hunger that they experience initially and the brief period of time that they remember their comfortable, medicated lives in the system. But soon their spirit would take over and they would begin to ask other questions about life and they would begin to draw nearer to the spiritual, to the supernatural, to the metaphysical, to the questions of what life is, why life is. But you see, the elites want you to have controversy in your system, just like they want you to have cancer in your system. They can profit off of both. The reason is very simple. They can profit off of both. The more you neurotically and myopically focus on how they are evil, the more you are distracted from the other questions of life, such as, why are we here? What are we supposed to be doing on this planet while we're here beyond going to work day in, day out, suffering, dying, rotting for no reason, arguing with each other on Facebook, you know, getting as much physical belongings as I possibly can crammed into my teeny tiny space that I've got here for all of my plastic toys and things that I don't need, things that are killing me just by me being in their presence. That is why they give you the controversy in the first place. They're not, sure, some of it is probably like, oh man, they found out that I cheated on my wife. But a lot of it is actually injected, it is inserted into your system so that you are compelled to engage with it. You are forced to become enveloped in this controversy, therefore leading you away from what actually matters, filling your brain with all of these toxic thoughts and these fears and these concerns that shouldn't even be there, because we're spiritual beings in a physical realm. We are a dual life form in this realm here, focused on where somebody else puts their penis. This doesn't make any sense. This is against our nature. And should they be punished for their evils? Absolutely. Are they evil? Of course they are. Should there be some consequence? Absolutely. But the deeper that you become entrenched and intertwined in their game, the less valuable you become to everyone around you, to the world around you, to the environment, to the atmosphere, because you are now focusing on the matters of flesh and blood. They are like barbed fishing hooks, and they are sinking into you on a mental and spiritual level to the point that you become religiously motivated to vote for one side or another, based on the controversies they commit and which side has more or bigger ones. People nowadays will hunt endlessly for the conspiracy behind the news station or whatever, behind this Epstein or that Fauci, this Putin or that Trump, but they trust just inherently that everything scientifically that these people have told them, that matter and existence and the meaning of life, is exactly the way that it appears to be, exactly as it has been being defined for thousands of years. But maybe we have that bit wrong, considering we live in a world of cosmic insanity. We live in a world with gods and demons and angels and invisible spiritual entities and creatures and the divine creator who crafted the planet. Maybe that's something we should be focused on, because reality might not actually be the way that we have been led to believe, the way that we have just accepted that it is. Just like you may redefine the way you think of something based on new knowledge that you get, we should perhaps always be seeking new knowledge and new wisdom so that we can understand better what life even is, why we are here. And I think we will find the reason pretty obviously laid out in the Bible, but that's just me. I know a lot of people won't agree with that. It is what it is. Even I understand that I occasionally contribute to the narrative, you know, like of these intelligence agencies, for instance, manufacturing false realities to confuse the public. But perhaps with an open mind, I can say that maybe we should question whether the human brain itself is actually manufacturing a different model of reality every single second of every single day. And that is why the thing that we call reality can never truly be pinned down. That is why there is never a 100% success rate with altering reality, altering time and space. Maybe that is why the Mandela effect. Maybe that is why all the things that we blame on CERN. Maybe not even they can figure it out, but they can't say that they can't figure it out. What it really is as long as schizos exist, reality cannot be pinned down. The NPC masses do not actually perceive reality for what it is. They perceive a model of reality that has been constructed by human senses and how they feel things and how they can see things with their eyes that can't even see the same spectrum of lights as a butterfly. And then they fit all these explanations and these definitions from their occult practices that they call science, like into the mouth of the dragon, like jagged teeth, the mouth of controllable flesh. But make no mistake, you are designed to be spiritual, to ponder spiritual things and to pray constantly to a God that you can't see. And they would call that schizo. I call it schizo too, but their designation is marked with vitriol and laced with a tint of venom. Nearly every religion describes this experience, this spiritual remembrance or the recovery of some kind of divine knowledge that seemed innate to the mind before birth. I think that's one of the reasons that children are so valuable. I think that's one of the reasons that children see so many spiritual things, so many things that people can't explain. Sometimes they see the future. Sometimes they remember things from past lives and they're just able to explain this kind of stuff. There's some sort of remarkable confidence in the beliefs that have never been metaphysically disproven, and you can see evidence of this type of stuff in the children and the way that they speak and the way that they talk. No matter how hard science tries, they cannot disprove the reality of the magical or the spiritual, and this is something that I talked about in my past episode. So because they can't disprove these things, they either steal them and use them in their own experiments and call them a scientific process, even though they are the occult process, or they label them mental disease. All of this is why atheism and nihilism and all this kind of stuff, it's just the laziest bullshit, effortless concoctions of thought on the planet. Science can explain all these things, how organisms evolve, how plants grow, how stars form, how neurons fire, how the chemicals in things change, how to split an atom, whatever you want to say, but they cannot define the meaning of any of these things. They cannot say why this stuff is happening in the first place. All they can say is Big Bang. They cannot determine whether reality has a purpose, has a divine reason. They can't do anything but describe how something functions according to the rules that they set up for themselves. And sure, I'm sure some science has some basis in reality. I'm not saying that I distrust every single element of everything that has ever been scientifically proven or mathematically correct or whatever. But I'm also not so naive to believe that this isn't a control mechanism and a religion to a very strong degree. They want you to believe that the occult just went onto TikTok and Etsy and Twitter, and that all these little fat witches who are making videos of themselves with their little altars and shiny stones and medallions that's the occult now. But no, science is the occult now. Those peons, those are just comical side effects. The powers that be, the scientists, the atheists, they treat nihilism as the logical conclusion of their worldview, and they claim that reality is just something that happened. It just occurred randomly one day. It's a sort of cosmic accident with no meaning, no real purpose, and that everything that a human is just emerged through some sort of blind evolutionary process, and yet they can't prove that reality is meaningless and without purpose itself. They can't do it no matter how much they try. And it's hilarious to see them try because they start sparking and crashing out and their voices rise and they skip the script and they start sputtering out like the cosmic shit they love so badly to say that they came from. And I don't think that it's that they don't want to believe in the spiritual or whatever it is. I think it's that their handlers don't want you to, and they've been turned into these brainwashed monkeys serving as the mouthpieces for the literal devil. It's that simple. And I guess if that makes me a schizo, so what? Reality is absolutely pregnant with meaning. The physical means something. The spiritual means something. Consciousness, the sun and the moon and the days and time, they all mean something. The attempt to say nothing means anything means something. The pushing backs against these atheists and nihilistic point of views, both in your heart and mind, also in public, that all means something. And the way that you treat people means something. Everything means something. Some people say not everything means something, and I used to agree with that to a certain degree, but I'm now of the mind that everything does in fact mean something. It's just that that meaning might be hidden to you right now. To someone else, it may mean something that you don't recognize or can't relate to. To someone else, it might mean everything. I think this existence and everything around us, from the stones to the wind to the animals, to each and every one of us, is coherent in a way that we can't even remotely comprehend. We are all part of a divine plan, a divinely constructed process. A deeper order may exceed us so completely that encountering it could shatter our grasp of reality. In Exodus 33, 18 through 21, there is a very cosmically, spiritually insane description of God. It goes, Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." This is insane. Like, that is how big and massive and powerful the Creator is, but we're sitting here complaining about AI data centers. And look, I get it. It's atrocious and it's destroying God's creation and all this kind of stuff. It's absolutely vaporizing our future in real time. But if we look on the cosmic, on the metaphysical, on the spiritual level, so often we're asking God why, or we're just asking why in general God would allow this to happen, or why he would allow that to happen, or why he told people to commit this act or that, or why this is occurring. Reality is most likely just not at all what we can even comprehend. We can't even look at him. Humans used to be closer to comprehending it, but we are getting further and further from that understanding thanks to this nihilistic perspective, this occult magical veil that is covering our eyes, this atheistic science and governing that would destroy any concept of imaginary friends, gods, and especially the Creator himself. They cannot have anyone believing in Yahushua in this way. They cannot have anyone believing that they are saved by him and that they have some kind of higher purpose. So they call them apes with mental diseases, and they medicate them into oblivion and use them as a slave force for war machines. The elites are being piloted by gods themselves. They may believe in this realm or they may not, but either way, they are being literally puppeted by these entities. That's where the evil is coming from. The gods they tell you don't exist.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is far more important than finding out which of them committed heinous crimes or cheated on their spouse. The conspiracy is, why is this happening? And why is there a veil over our eyes? Why do they not want us believing in the supernatural? Why do they call us schizos? As for their evils, I'm just going to be real with you. This is a tired topic. Since the beginning, those in powers have been sadistic, demon-worshipping, child-sacrificing barbarians, okay? It takes a special kind of moron to think that governments evolved out of their evil ways for some reason. Like, no, they didn't. Just like humanity didn't evolve out of spirituality and occult practices and paganism, they just took over the process of magic and called it science. Life is a game of chess for the soul. It has pieces on the board. The mind, the body, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Very little of the game comes down to the actual physicality, the actual individuals in a lifetime. This is why death is not considered a real ending or something to fear. To successfully master your schizo and become powerful through the grace of Christ, you must slow down each moment, and you must defeat each small thing as it comes. Not focus on the macro horrorocalypse that the gods of theater populate with actors and events for you to stumble through. Conspiracy theorists ponder endlessly on the corruption of human constructs and systems and human creations and inventions, and they speculate about what powerful forces are doing what to us and what sinister plan they might be carrying out, what thing will happen next, but they rarely question the metaphysical conditions that allow human systems to exist in the first place. Even a worldwide cabal secretly controlling civilization is of complete non-consequence to God's face. A little collection of child diddlers against a God who must hide his face from Moses, who can roll the sky up like a scroll, who can tell the sun to stop shining? Are you serious? Humanity could rise, fall, be wiped away by the sands of time, and nothing we experienced in our lifetimes would have any more or less meaning or value than what happens in the lives to come after us. We search for the monsters, the reasons, the actors who pull the strings or hide behind the curtain. But what are the strings? And what is the curtain? And why are they? What lies on the other side? And why? Is it truly just flesh? No, surely not. The determination on their part to eliminate the concept of divinity is in of itself the proof that there is more. Instead of asking, what is the lie? What is the mystery? What is the deception? What is the conspiracy? What will happen next? Ask, why is the lie? Why is the mystery? Why is the deception? Why is conspiracy? Why am I? Ephesians 6:12 through 19 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Embrace your schizo, my friends. I love you. Thanks for tuning in. And if I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.